I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts. Inside Sources.
Welcome back, everyone, to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Great to be with you today. I am Boyd Matheson, opinion editor of the Deseret News. And as we march through the day today, and as I've been trying to remind everyone over the last few days, that regardless of who wins big national elections or local elections, we still have a lot to do. And we need to be out there doing it. It's what gives me more confidence in the first Wednesday of November than the first Tuesday of November. Because on the first Wednesday, Americans, and especially Utahns, get up and go to work. They take care of their families. They volunteer in their communities. They help somebody in need. And that's what drives the country. And so I want to start pivoting our focus and our conversation because as much hand-wringing as will continue to take place over the next few days, as things get sorted out, and they will get sorted out, we just have to be patient. But the problems and the challenges and the opportunities to make a difference remain. And so let's not wait around. It's time to get going because we have work to do. There are people to help. There is a difference to be made. And thrilled to have back on the program with us from the Utah Refugee Connection, Amy Dot Harmer, who is always out there doing good and proving what this country is really all about. Amy, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
And you have just launched your holiday collection drive focused on refugee families. Tell us about it.
Oh, I'm so honored you'd call and find out what we were doing. We have 65,000 refugees in Utah, and every year we typically hold a big holiday event. It's kind of like an indoor winter festival for refugee families. And because of COVID, we're having to pivot, which is kind of the theme of the year.
Right.
Just pivot and make it work. So what we're doing is we're putting together 500 holiday kits for refugee families that will stay here locally. And in that kit, we'll have the game Twister for the family so they can learn right and left and colors and hands and feet. And then we're also doing a Red Cross emergency kit because this is the year of emergencies and we want refugees to be prepared. And then we're collaborating with Minky Couture, who's helping us get some awesome, warm, comforting blankets for refugee families. And then we're also doing grocery and gas gift cards. So it's kind of a daunting task, but we know we've got lots of people in the community that are tired of hearing the election news and the heaviness of things going on that want to feel like they can make a difference and lighten the load.
That's fantastic. It's sometimes we don't think of the number of refugees that we have here in the state of Utah. 65,000 is a big number, and I love the goal of helping 500 of those families with some of those critical needs and good needs, things that will help them get through the holiday season. And, of course, it's so much more than that because I think the work that you do there at Utah Refugee Connection is really helping them get on to their dream and their version and being not just able to survive, but really thrive and contribute to Utah communities.
Oh, and they're amazing. And, you know, more and more often at our refugee events, we actually have refugees coming and volunteering and helping their refugee friends that are from around the world, and they can relate to one another. And so one of the greatest joys I have is seeing, you know, refugees that have maybe been here 5 years that were struggling at the beginning that now want to give back and be a part of the community and help one another. So it's really rewarding.
Oh, I love that. That's so vital. So how can our listeners get involved and help today? This is like the perfect post-election thing to do, is to go out and do the things that actually make the country extraordinary.
Yeah, there's a really good quote from the Talmud that says, "Do not be daunted by the enormity of the world's grief. Do justly now, love mercy now, walk humbly now. You're not obligated to complete the work, but neither are you free to abandon it. Mm. And I think, you know, the last year has been full of a lot of heavy stuff, and there's a lot of people feeling grief. And I think it's nice to know, okay, we don't have to stay stuck there. We can reach out to our neighbors and friends and do what we can. So, you know, we share a lot of information on our social media feeds, which is the best way to find out how you can help with these holiday kits. You can follow us on Serve Refugees on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're collecting Twister games. We're going to need 500 of those. So it would be fun to take your kids out and buy Twister games for refugee kids. You can go buy a $25 gas or grocery card, and you can mail those to us. And the information is on our social media feed as well. And then also you can make a donation and sponsor a family for $110. And so it's really kind of up to you how you want to be involved. If you want to do something simple, we're also reaching out to companies that may not be having their annual holiday event, you know, because of COVID, that maybe instead of using the money for their holiday event, maybe they could sponsor refugee families for Christmas in honor of their employees and let their employees know, hey, instead of our holiday event, we decided to sponsor 10 refugee families for the holidays. So we're getting creative and finding ways to meet the needs of these refugees and let them know they're loved and they're cared about, and the people in their community embrace them being here.
Yeah, absolutely love that. If you're just joining us, we've got Amy.Harmer on the line from Utah Refugee Connection. They have launched their holiday collection drive. It's really fun. There's some really cool things and many ways for you to get involved. Again, on social media, you can go to Serve Refugees and find all the information there, and just some really fun ways to do that. And more importantly, this is what drives the country. This is what makes the country great. This is what makes the state of Utah great, is we can have people come in, as Amy described to us, as refugees with lots of needs. And within a matter of a few years, they're not only moving things along, they're actually looking for opportunities to give back. And
they're amazing.
Give us just real quickly, you've shared with us in the past some of these just amazing stories of these refugees have come in. Just share one with us in our remaining minute here.
Well, I have a cute friend, Ashish, who reached out to me and said, you know, he was struggling a little bit with going online with school. And I said, well, why are you struggling? And he said, well, my computer keeps crashing. And we were able to get him a new computer. And within a couple weeks, he messaged me again and said, hey, Amy, I decided to start a nonprofit, and I'm using my computer to do the things that I need to do to launch this nonprofit. And now he's collecting clothes for homeless people. And I just am like, how wonderful it is that, you know, refugees are smart, they're creative, they have ingenuity, they want to do things. And when they're busy meeting their basic needs, their true persona can't come out. But once they have the tools and skills they need, all of a sudden you see more of who they're really meant to be. And they contribute in remarkable ways. This kid is 17. You know, I love that once refugees have tools, they really find ways to engage in the community and give back and become really who they're meant to be. And it's one of the greatest gifts I have, is watching the evolution of refugees as they go from being frightened and afraid and not knowing what to do, to learning English, to getting their citizenship, to contributing. I can't tell you how many of my new refugee friends who are citizens voted for the first time in this election.
So awesome.
And they were so excited and posting about it. So
I love it.
They're really amazing. And we can have cool multicultural experiences in our own backyard with our refugee friends. So I encourage people to get involved.
So good. Amy.Harmer from Utah Refugee Connection. You can go to Serve Refugees on social media. And this is all about treating people not as liabilities to be managed, but as people with immense potential to be developed. Amy, thanks so much for joining us today. We'll continue to track this
pleasure
through the holiday.
Pleasure to be with you, Boyd. Have a great holiday season.
All right. Very good. Okay. We'll go ahead and step aside. Quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about transitions. We're 76 days away from presidential inauguration, 60 days to gubernatorial. We're going to have Mike Leavitt, who understands transition planning like no one else, joining us next. Stay here on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.